Earlier this week, Romano Prodi, who is president of the European Commission, the closest thing to a spokesman for Europe, was getting lumped by some of his critics in Washington with the likes of Neville Chamberlain. Chamberlain negotiated with Hitler in the hopes of appeasing him. Some accused Prodi of appeasement for saying, or for being quoted as saying, that combating terror requires diplomacy and politics, not military action. Well, Signor Prodi insisted in a phone interview this morning that he was misquoted. He says he spoke of using all the tools available to fight terrorism, the police, diplomacy, and military force.
But that the military approach alone, or police approach alone, is not sufficient to win this battle.
Not just military action is what you're saying. No. Romano Prodi says the diplomatic dimension must include addressing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and in Iraq making what is a U.S. operation now a job for the U.N.
To bring it from unilateral to multilateral, I think that it will be in the interest also of the United States.
So does that mean that a solution to the problem is for actually more countries rather than fewer to have forces in Iraq, but under United Nations aegis?
Yes, more countries, but under United Nations umbrella.
As for the idea of a continental security agency, a European CIA, I asked Romano Prodi this. Continental Europe has a history of powerful national police forces, and some of the newer East European members of the EU were recently police states. Should we be concerned about a nightmarish Europe with state security police knocking at the door?
Yes, I'm always vigilant on this problem. This is why I don't approve to have a European CIA.
Romano Prodi, the president of the European Commission, who does say that EU members should share more of the intelligence information that they gather independently. He spoke to us from Ottawa, Canada.